Prerequisites: Pickle API key and index code base or document set. Python 3.9 plus vendor benchmarks tell you how a model performs on vendor data.
That's not your problem. Your problem is whether developers on your team can find what they're looking for.
This guide shows you how to measure that directly in about 15 minutes.
Step 1. Understand what MRR at 10 actually measures. Mean reciprocal rank at 10 is the standard metric for retrieval quality. For each query in your eval set, you ask, what rank was the first relevant result within the top 10?
You take the reciprocal of that rank, 1 if it was first, 0.5 if second, 0.33 if third, and average across all queries. A score of 1.0 means every query returned the right result first. A score of 0.5 means the right result was consistently second.
Anything below 0.2 means the model isn't finding your content reliably.
The math is simple on purpose. It rewards getting the right answer high, not just anywhere in the top 10. Hashtag MRR at 10 from scratch, no libraries needed. Def MRR underscore at underscore 10, results, list, dict, dash float, results, list of, query, str, expected, str, ranked, list, str, ranked, list of file paths or doc IDs, in order reciprocal underscore ranks equals, for our end results, ranked equals R, ranked, 10, expected equals R, expected, try. Rank equals rank.index, expected, plus 1 number 1 indexed reciprocal underscore ranks.append, 1.0 slash rank, accept value error, reciprocal underscore ranks.append, 0.0, hashtag not in top 10 return sum, reciprocal underscore ranks, slash. Len, reciprocal underscore ranks, key insight: MRR penalizes rank 2 significantly, 0.5 versus 1.0, but barely distinguishes rank 7 from rank 10, 0.14 versus 0.1. That's intentional. Developers don't scroll.
If the answer isn't first or second, it may as well not exist.
Step 2. Build a minimal eval set from your own data. You need 30 to 50, query, expected underscore file, pairs drawn from real developer behavior. Real means queries that developers actually typed or would type, not queries you invented to make the model look good.
If you're not sure what to use, run cat forward slash dot bash underscore history, grep grep, and look at what people were searching for last month.
Each pair maps a natural language question to the single file or function that best answers it.
You don't need exhaustive relevance labels. One ground truth file per query is enough to compute MRR.
Hashtag eval underscore set dot py start here. Fill in your own pairs. Eval underscore set equals, query, where is authentication middleware defined, expected, src slash middleware slash auth.py, query, how does the retry logic work for API calls, expected, src slash util slash retry.py, query, database connection pool configuration, expected, src slash db slash pool.py, query, user permission checking before route handler, expected, src slash middleware slash permissions.py, query, how are background jobs queued? Expected, src slash jobs slash q.py, hashtag add 25 to 45 more from your actual grep history. Warning: if your eval set has fewer than 30 queries, the variance is too high to trust.
A single bad result swings the score by 3 plus points.
At 10 queries, you're essentially measuring noise. Build to 30 minimum before drawing conclusions.
Step 3, run the evaluation loop. The eval loop is straightforward. For each query, expected, pair, call the Pickle Search API, pull the top 10 results, and check whether the expected file appears and at what rank. Collect those ranks and compute MRR. Run this against your indexed codebase.
If you haven't indexed it yet, see the embedded codebase and query it guide first. This loop assumes your content is already in Pickle.
Import OS import JSON import requests from eval underscore set import eval underscore set pyckle underscore api underscore key equals os.environ pyckle underscore api underscore key pyckle underscore base underscore url equals https://api.pyckle.dev/v1devsearch query scr top underscore k in equals 10 dash list str resp equals requests dot post f pyckle underscore base underscore url slash search headers equals authorization f bearer pyckle underscore api underscore key json equals query query top underscore k resp res underscore for underscore status return r
file underscore path for rn resp json results def run underscore eval eval underscore set list dict dash dict results equals
for item and eval underscore set ranked equals
Search, item, query, results. Append, query, expected, item, expected, ranked, ranked, print, f, item, query, 60, if item, expected, in ranked, rank equals rank. Index, item, expected, plus 1 print, f rank, rank, else, print, f not found, score equals mrr underscore at underscore 10, results, return, mrr underscore at underscore 10. Score, results, results, def mrr underscore at underscore 10, results, list, dict, dash float, reciprocal underscore ranks equals, for our in results, ranked equals r, ranked, 10, expected equals r, expected, try, rank equals. Ranked dot index, expected, plus 1 reciprocal underscore ranks dot append, 1.0 slash rank, accept value error, reciprocal underscore ranks dot append, 0.0, return sum, reciprocal underscore ranks, slash len, reciprocal underscore ranks, if underscore underscore name underscore underscore equals equals underscore underscore main underscore underscore, print, f running eval on, len, eval underscore set, queries, backslash n, output equals run underscore eval, eval underscore set, print, f backslash n mrr at 10, output, mrr underscore at underscore 10, colon point 3f, with open, eval underscore results dot json, w, as f, json dot dump, output, f, indent equals 2, print, results saved to eval underscore results dot json. Step 4, interpret your scores. Raw scores mean nothing without reference points. Here's what the numbers actually mean in a code search context. Scores above 0.4 are strong, developers are consistently hitting the right file in the first two results. Scores between 0.2 and 0.4 are usable, but worth investigating the misses. Scores below 0.2 mean something is systematically wrong, bad chunking, wrong model for your content type, or an eval set that doesn't reflect real queries. Def interpret underscore score, mrr, float, dash str, if mrr greater than or equal to 0.4, return strong. Developers will find what they need, elif mrr greater than or equal to 0.2, return usable. Worth examining which queries are failing, else, return poor. Investigate chunking strategy and model fit, def failure underscore analysis, results, list, dict, dash none, print the queries where the expected file wasn't in top 10, print, backslash n failed queries, expected not in top 10, for r in results, results, if r, expected, not in r, ranked, print, f query, r, query, print, f expected, r, expected, print, f got, r, ranked, 3, print, hashtag after running eval, print, interpret underscore score, output, mrr underscore at underscore 10, failure underscore analysis, output, key insight. PYCKLM scores 0.456 mrr at 10 on CodeSearchNet, 62% better than GraphCode BRT on the same benchmark. But your codebase isn't CodeSearchNet. Run your own eval set. The relative improvement usually holds, but your absolute score depends on your content and your queries. Step 5, compare models on your eval set. If you want to compare PYCKLM against another model, OpenAI Text Embedding 3 Large, Cohere, or a self-hosted option, run the same eval set through each. Use the same queries, the same expected files, the same MRR computation. The only variable should be the embedding model. The pattern below wraps each model behind the same interface so the eval loop doesn't care which one it's calling. Add or remove adapters as needed. Import OpenAI DefSearch underscore pickle, query, str, top underscore k, in equals 10, dash list, str, resp equals requests dot post, f, pyckle underscore base underscore url, slash search, headers equals, authorization, f bearer, pyckle underscore api underscore key, json equals, query, query, top underscore k, respraise underscore for underscore status, return, r, file underscore path, for our in rest json, results, def search underscore openi, query, scr, top underscore k, in equals 10, dash list, scr, hashtag assumes you've indexed your code base with OpenAI embeddings separately, resp equals requests dot post, https colon slash slash your dash openai dash index dash endpoint slash search. Headers equals, authorization, f bearer, os.environ, openai underscore api underscore key, json equals, query, query, top underscore k, respraise underscore for underscore status, return, r, file underscore path, for r in rest json, results, models equals, pickle, search underscore pickle, openai, search underscore openai, comparison equals, For model underscore name, search underscore fn in models.items, results equals, for item and eval underscore set, ranked equals search underscore fn, item, query, results.append, query, item, query, expected, ranked, score equals. MRR underscore at underscore 10, results, comparison, model underscore name, equals score print, f, model underscore name, score 0.3f, winner equals max, comparison, key equals comparison.get, print, f backslash n winner, winner, comparison, winner, colon 0.3f, try this sort your eval set results by. Reciprocal rank ascending and read the bottom 10 failures. Patterns emerge fast, often a single chunking issue or a naming mismatch explains half your misses. Fix those before switching models. Step 6, no one good enough is good enough. Optimizing retrieval metrics can become a distraction. The real signal is developer behavior. If your team finds what they need in one or two queries, the model is working regardless of whether your MRR is 0.41 or 0.52. Stop optimizing when your MRR is above 0.4, your failure analysis shows no systematic patterns, and developers aren't complaining. Don't chase marginal gains on your eval set. An eval set is a proxy. The actual goal is less time spent searching and more time spent building. Hashtag quick check. What's the distribution of ranks for found results? DefRank underscore distribution, results, list, dict, dash dict, dist equals, I, 0 for I in range, 1, 11, dist, not underscore found, equals 0 for R in results, results, ranked equals R, ranked, 10, expected equals R, expected, if expected in ranked, rank equals rank.index, expected, plus 1 dist, rank, plus equals 1 else, dist, not underscore found, plus equals 1 return dist dist equals rank underscore distribution, output, print, backslash n rank distribution, for rank, count in dist items, bar equals asterisk count print, f rank, rank 9, bar, count, if most of your results cluster at rank 1 and 2, with a long tail of misses, your model is healthy. Investigate the misses individually, they're usually edge cases, not systemic failures. If results are spread evenly across ranks 1 through 10, that's a model problem, not a query problem. One last check before you declare victory, run your eval set again after any reindexing or config change. Scores drift when the index changes. Keep eval underscore results.json in version control so you have a baseline to compare against. What's next? Next guide, embed a code base and query at next guide. Switch from OpenAI embeddings to Pickle next guide. Get your first embedding via the Pickle API all guides.